Okay, well, we're here at the first evening event of the AAAS Science Meeting in Vancouver. We're very excited to be here in the aquarium, where we've just had dinner and some nice drinks and seen the dolphins and the sea otter. Marianne, what have you thought of your time in Vancouver so far?
Well, very interesting. At the moment, we're sitting next to a lit tank of orange jellyfish in front of a blue background, which is very beautiful. But the first day at the conference was very interesting. So this morning, Nina Fedorov, who gave the opening address to the press, to the journalists, and she's a very interesting woman.
She's the president of the AAAS, isn't she?
Yes, I think so, yeah. She's very interesting. She talked about her personal history a bit, and she said she was pregnant at 17, got kicked out of high school, and still became one of the world's most foremost geneticists. So that was quite impressive.
I thought it was a really interesting talk in that it gave a good personal story of not just her own research, but also mentioned a number of other really eminent geneticists, a number of which were women, which I thought was really interesting. But I must admit, I was completely bamboozled by the technical language in her talk. It was a bit disappointing that we didn't get more of an insight into her science as well as her personal story. So before her talk, we heard from a number of other speakers in the opening ceremony, the first of which was Chief Jacob, who is one of the chiefs of one of the indigenous nations here in Vancouver. And he and his niece gave a really interesting welcome to the meeting. I thought that was really interesting, and to hear him speak about the increasing importance placed on First Nations in Vancouver and their involvement in major international meetings.
Mm. Yeah, and he was saying that he was very happy that he was able to be involved as well in the 2010 Olympics here in Vancouver as well. Yeah, that was very interesting. So apart from that, what did you find interesting? We also heard from an old friend from Cambridge, Neil Turok.
So Neil Turok's now here at the Perimeter Institute in Canada, but we knew him, of course, from the Centre for Theoretical Cosmology in Cambridge. I thought he gave a really nice talk, talking about the leap of imagination that has to be made in science, talking about Copernicus' leap in realising that we weren't the centre of the universe, that the Earth travelled around the Sun, and a similar leap made by Galileo, and that basically that all the great scientists have discovered laws that seem magical in that they so completely describe the world around us, and that these, you know, seemingly magical laws are actually now so solid that they underpin all modern technology.
Mm. And he said that he suggested a motto for this conference, which was 7 billion minds.
So he suggested this slogan, and saying that the young people around the world are one of the greatest assets, and that we basically have to let them discover the future. There was a number of people talking about, you know, massive questions facing the world, climate change, scarcity of water and food, and that basically all of the speakers at the opening ceremony today were saying that it's science that can really offer the answers to these. But not only do we have to find the answers, we also have to communicate them and convince the public and the policymakers to take those answers on board. So that was the other interesting aspect to Nina Fedorov's speech, was that she talked about her involvement with GM foods and the fact that there's such resistance to them in the general population, even though there is no evidence for greater risk from those than for any other technology involved in food production before. So that was a really interesting insight.
Yeah. But also that was kind of like the one thing that I have problems with it is also the title of this conference, which is Flattening the World, and I can't...
From a dimensional perspective, this is a step backwards.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there was one speaker who said that we flatten the world in order to create a level playing field, and once we have that, we use our knowledge to make it back round again, which I thought was fair enough, but a bit laboured.
I think, I mean, the idea behind the theme of the conference is the is toward a global knowledge economy, in that there's sort of a democratization of knowledge from new technologies such as the internet. Although flattening the earth seems to step backwards, in that we not only do we love three dimensions, we also like the fact that as I think it was Professor Pitter from Simon Fraser University was saying, that the advantage of a round earth is that you have, you know, it's quicker to get between points on a round earth than a flat earth. So there's kind of, it's basically two perspectives, isn't it? It's about creating a level playing field, letting everyone have access to the same knowledge, but also acknowledging the advantages of having a round earth.
But anyway, so what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm really, really interested in a session on archaeoacoustics.
Oh yeah, what's that about then?
So basically, it's looking at, I'm finding it in my program here, did ancient civilizations use acoustic design to create powerful ritual spaces? So from what I can tell, it's basically the role of acoustics in creating architecture that created more impact in ritual environments or religious environments. So it's really interesting, the fact that you can analyse ancient ruins to find out what it sounded like to be there. There's a lot of instances now of people analysing the acoustic properties of existing structures, and so it'd be interesting to see how that information can be used to analyse ancient structures.
Yeah,
as well.
No, that's fascinating.
What are you interested in hearing about tomorrow?
Well, there's something that I find interesting, which is about data visualization, which is something that people maybe don't think about very much if they're not involved with it, which is the fact that you can have information and the way you present it visually makes a big difference to what people understand from it. And I think this particular talk that I'm interested in is to do with climate change and about how can we represent, how can we bring all the information that encapsulates what's happening to our climate to people in a way that is easy to understand. So it's not just about quoting percentages and statistics, but give them pictures that they can understand. So I think somebody has developed some software program to do that, so I'm going to go to that. I found that very interesting.
And tomorrow morning we're going to the press breakfast, which is focusing on the Arctic and changing understanding of the world's oceans, so that will be really interesting as well. So anyway, I think that's enough from Marianne and I from the AAAS conference in Vancouver, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
Bye.